USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is downplaying fears that the nation is heading toward a recession. He says his talk about additional tax cuts is unrelated.
Yeah, we're looking at various tax reductions, but I'm looking at that all the time anyway, tax reductions. That's one of the reasons we're in such a strong economic position.
He blasted two Muslim congresswomen who are criticizing Israel and says the Democrats should reject them.
Where's the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel?
The president also seems to be walking back his call for stronger background checks for guns, saying that a tough screening system is already in place. Days after a brutal shootout in the city of Philadelphia, the police commissioner is resigning because of allegations of sexual harassment and racial and gender discrimination. The mayor says he's disappointed that Richard Ross is leaving. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of Eric Garner that sparked nationwide outrage has been fired. USA's John Clemens reports.
New York City Commissioner James O'Neill called the firing of Officer Daniel Pendolino as a tragedy for everyone involved.
A man with family lost his life, and that is an irreversible tragedy. And a hardworking police officer with a family, a man who took this job to do good, to make a difference in his home community, has now lost his chosen career. And that is a different kind of tragedy.
Officer Pendolino was accused of using a chokehold in the 2014 death of Eric Garner, prompting the NYPD union of accusing Commissioner O'Neill of choosing politics and his own self-interest over the officers he claims to lead. The union also accused O'Neill of caving to anti-police extremists.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 173, the S&P down 23, and the Nasdaq down 54. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A tiny town in Nevada is bracing for what could be two very large events. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Officials in the small town of Rachel, Nevada, are asking county officials to allow them to declare that state of emergency to free up funding for police and medical services after commissioners approved two permits, one for Alien Stock and one for Peace Stock 51. The two events are to take place on September 20th near the town of Rachel, which is the closest town to Area 51. The two festivals evolved from a viral Facebook event that was encouraging people to storm the famed military base to find proof of aliens. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's dangerously hot in parts of the nation. The temperatures might reach triple digits in the Southwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss.
Record and near record highs being forecast in parts of Arizona, Southern California, Nevada. In fact, record highs could be pretty widespread.
Also, parts of the Midwest and areas of the Mid-Atlantic will also feel high heat.
It does look like the heat will persist, especially over the Southwest and the Southern and Central Plains for several more days.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.